In fact, we talked about this matter a few minutes ago, actually. It's right across page 6 of the Courier Mail today. You would have seen some coverage of it on your news bulletins on television last night. This is a very serious matter. Once again, it's this ratbaggery, these gender-based quotas, which when they were first mentioned years and years ago, everyone said, you've got to be kidding. That fundamentally means, if you're going to call that justice women, you're just meaning you're introducing injustice for men who will apply, if indeed it's going to be easier for women to get up the ladder than it is for men. And what's it going to mean to the end product? Is the product going to be as good as it would be if the best applicants actually got the jobs? Quite legitimate complaints in the early stages, but no, it became very much a matter of political correctness. And what happened? Well, we had that police boss a few years ago say, oh, we're going to look politically correct by doing this, so let's do it. And it says here today about 2,000 men who applied to become Queensland police officers were, quote, discriminated against. It's inevitable with these quotas. While women progressed even after failing physical or even worse, psychological requirements. This is a scathing Crime and Corruption Commission investigation. You see it now, you hear about it now, and you think, how the hell did that former police commissioner, Ian Stewart, even think of it? But anyway, we've got it now because we didn't scream loud enough. Anyway, it goes on to say the CCC found that although all men who applied between July 2016 until end of 2017 were discriminated against, 200 of them would now be serving police officers. But they'd not been subjected to a recruitment process that wrongly favoured women who in some cases hadn't even met the normal minimum standards. Anyway, the dodgy recruitment practices were revealed with the release of the CCC report into former Commissioner Ian Stewart's hastily and trendily implemented 50-50 gender push. How the hell these people get away with it, I don't know. Anyway, three employees involved have been suspended by the police service. A fourth has left, the CCC declaring that it plans to take action in the Civil and Administrative Tribunal. The recruitment push began in 2015 when Stewart announced that he wanted to achieve, quote, not less than 50% female recruits going forward. Anyway, one witness told the CCC, anyone with grade 4 maths could see that turning a small number of female applicants into a 50% recruitment quota would need to involve discrimination. Blind Freddy could see it. The CCC report said that the announcement was made without any prior study, no business case or legal advice sought. You know, one of the aspects that hasn't been mentioned of this, there's a whole lot of female police officers who are wonderful at their jobs. They're wonderful police officers. But this sort of information, now because of this stupid decision made years ago, undermines the credibility of those officers. And it's dreadfully unfair to those female officers. I think this is a debacle. I was so pleased to see that very courageous Ian Leavers, he's President Chief Executive Police Union, Queensland Police Union, and he was there on television last night saying, this is just outrageous. Here we go again. He's on the line today. Ian, good morning and congratulations on your stand.
Good morning and thanks, John. And it's been a long road because, as you know, I called it for what it was.
Yes.
This ridiculous policy in 2016 implemented by Ian Stewart. Mm. And every time I raise the issue with him and the Assistant Commissioner at that time in charge of training, who later became the Deputy Commissioner in charge of State Discipline, so let's think about that, they lied on each and every occasion and said this was not happening. And it's just unacceptable. And I say this, the public, when they call 000, they want a police officer to attend. They don't care about the gender. They want a police officer who is has the appropriate qualifications and the capability and the ability to be able to do the job. But we are sick and tired of this woke, pandering nonsense that the previous commissioner brought in. And sadly, we're starting to see it spread within society. And as you said, John, sadly, as a result, some good women will now be tarnished as a result of this disgraceful, and I will go as far to say corrupt behaviour, which was occurring, John. It's just unacceptable. And out there, there are some women say to me, they don't want to be the token. Mm. They want to get there on merit, on their own ability, and we're actually being unfair to those women who've achieved that because they will all be tarnished. So the police service has a lot to do to repair this damage because, sadly, some people are going to be victims of a system which they had no control over. But I'm really pleased, and, John, people would be shocked to say, I'm actually thankful that the CCC have come out and vindicated what I've said for 5 years. Now, I will call it on these issues. I will call it on youth crime. I'll call it as to how it is, but I've been vindicated. But it's time to move on. And thankfully, Katerina Carroll put an end to this crazy behaviour when she became the commissioner.
Did she? Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Well, she said it's got to be on merit.
Okay.
It's on merit. Now, we need to look at recruiting. It has to be on merit. And we've got to have suitably qualified people, because if people are not up to the standard, John, that puts other police officers and the community at risk. And what we need to do, we need to look at who wants to be a police officer and encourage them. And if we need more of one gender, let's look to see what we can do to attract that. But don't lower the standards and fudge the figures and play games. And I look at Katerina Carroll, our first female police commissioner.
Yes.
No one is doubting she didn't get that job on merit.
Yes.
But wouldn't it be terrible if any person was promoted to a position where the stench was there, they got it because of their gender? That's unacceptable, John, and it cannot be tolerated. And police women that I talk to across the state, they just want to be treated equally. And that's not too much to ask, John.
Do you know, it's interesting, going back to 2016, I think you said, when these decisions were made. Fundamentally, this was early stages of this woke madness that is everywhere. It's infecting education across Australia now too, with this attempt to introduce the madness into the curriculum. But let's stick with this woke lunacy that's out there and has led to this debacle, I think, in the police force. We don't have the leadership anymore to say no. I mean, there would have been people around their back. There would have been a police minister. There would have been a premier. There would have been various other people that could have said, this is just, it's wrong. It's destructive. It's unfair. It leads to discrimination inevitably against some applicants. But no one had the strength of character to say no.
But you're right, John, and every time I called it out, and look, police talk to me across the state. They trust me because I look after them and I represent their interests, and I don't disclose who I speak to at times to protect them, and that's why they come to me. And we all knew this was going on,
yes,
and the figures were being fudged, and it's unacceptable, and we are tired of this politically correct,
yes,
attitudes which are running around. Like, we just want the best people for the jobs. That is simple. And I've worked with many different people, different genders. Everyone does a great job, but we are sick and tired of it. It is being forced upon us in every which way, and it's gone too far. And I just think people need to stand up and be honest. And, you know, a former commissioner lied to me. Others lied to me every step of the way when I raised the issue, and I'd raised it in the media, and they just lied. And now I've been vindicated.
Yes.
But we've got to move forward on this. But it has to stop, John. We just need merit. We need, you know, we expect, I said this yesterday, we expect the first-year constable to have integrity, to have the highest of ethical standards. Well, I expect that of the Commissioner of Police and all those at senior levels as well, John. It's not too much to ask. And what I do worry, John, this could be a sad stain upon the entire Queensland Police Service because it affects our integrity. So as a result of the decisions of a few,
yes,
a lot of us are going to pay a price, and that's unfair to the men and women who are putting their lives on the line each and every day doing a very difficult and dangerous job. And both genders in Queensland, the Queensland Police, they've had a gutful of this, John. They have had enough, and they just want common sense to prevail, and they want fairness, and that's not too much to ask.
Common sense and fairness. Interesting, you, once again, stand there alone and fundamentally express the views of the vast population of this state. I mean, there's a simple human values that you've got to stand up for. I sometimes think, recently you stood up on another very important matter too, and everyone cheered you. But it must be a very lonely vigil for you, because you do it. I see you on television at night. Nobody jumps out and says, oh, Ian Leavers is right, we're all behind him.
No, John, it's it goes with the territory, and it's quite sad, really. But, you know, I'm not tied to any political organisation or any other organisation. It's common sense, and it's decency, and it's what the community expect, and it's what my members who elect me expect. They just want fairness. And it is sad at times, and you do cop it from time to time. But,
yes,
you know, I'm actually saying thanks to the CCC who vindicated what I've said for years. But it's sad. It took the anti-corruption body to uncover this absurd and bordering on corrupt behaviour which was taking place which we can suggest was sanctioned right from the top.
Great to talk to you, Ian. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
God, he's good, isn't he? He's the President and Chief Executive Queensland Police Union. Interesting. Common sense just ain't common anymore.